The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning again. It's Oliver Callan in for Ryan Tuberty on this bright and nippy morning. It's November the 5th, 2020. For those of you keeping count, how do you feel? Does it feel real? The text is 51551 and the email is ryan@rte.ie. So are we on the verge of having a 46th president of the United States? Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. is a malarkey's width away from fairly and squarely removing Donald Trump from the White House. Our nerves, whew, they're not just shattered. Our nerves have locked themselves upstairs in their bedroom, crying and eating a jumbo tub of Ben and Jerry's. So that's the day we're in. Anyway, whatever happens now, one thing they cannot take away from Joe Biden, he has won already the biggest ever popular vote in the history of the US, courtesy of the enormous turnout. Over 72 million votes Joe Biden cast in favour of Joe Biden to Trump's 68.6 million, and they're still counting. And that Joe Biden haul is bigger than Barack Obama's previous record, which was 69.5 million in 2008. By the way, Trump is up on, he's up about 6 million extra votes. He had 62.9 million last time in 2016, when he also lost the popular vote. But the popular vote, as we know by now, doesn't matter, because it's all about a state-by-state contest. And if he does win, Joe Biden, that is, it just means that Trump will have 3 months of presidential power in the White House. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? It'll be all grand, won't it? Now, to the newspapers. And yes, we have the printed word on the US election 2020, finally, because obviously overnight yesterday wasn't very favourable for the print media. So I have the fake news, lamestream, liberal bias media right here in front of me with all the analysis of the day. And I think it's worth going through them all, because there are, you know, great and exciting headlines on days like this. And the Irish Sun there, is it Joe Biden, they say, of Trump, and inside, Trump's looking done for. Ooh, so it's getting squeaky bum time, as Alex Ferguson once said. Donald Trump with a question mark on the Irish Daily Mail. I remember in journalism school, it was also a kind of a debate over, you shouldn't put a question mark on a headline. It needs to be certain. But I think they'll be forgiven in these times. What else could you do? Biden his time. Of course, that great pun that's used a lot. That's the Irish Daily Star's headline today. The Irish Daily Mirror, not holding back. Trump's fraud claim, it says. And the screaming headline, a liar and a cheat to the bitter end. That's, of course, about your man. And he's been live tweeting nonstop about votes that are being found, he says, and his kind of victory of our margins starting to tweak and shrink in places like Georgia and in Pennsylvania. Biden on the brink is on the front page of the Irish Independent. It gets more serious then as we get it into the Irish Times. America divided, and that's one of their unusually big headlines right across the front page. And if you go inside, I just want to read out the first few lines of the first paragraph or two of Fintan O'Toole's piece, because it's quite striking. And we played a clip of that speech last night, and here's what Fintan made of it. At 2:23 a.m. Washington time yesterday, the President of the United States launched an attempted coup. It was not a secret plot. He did it openly and followed a script he had pretty much published in advance of the show. Close to half of Americans voted for him in the full knowledge that he was going to do it. And the great irony is that it might not have been necessary. At that moment, the outcome of the election was still entirely in play. Trump behaved like an autocrat, even when it was quite possible that he could still win by being a Democrat. So that is where we are now. And in Pat Leahy's analysis, there's a lovely picture of Joe Biden hanging out with Enda Kenny. I think that was back in 2016, when Biden was on his way out of office, as was Enda Kenny. And I remember I was among the people making fun of sleepy Uncle Joe, and because they looked like two lame ducks going around for one last hurrah. And, you know, Joe, they were quite similar. There's a few gaps going on there. Oh, malarkey, here's the deal. Oh, good man, Joe. I'll know your thing. You'll be the president and I'll be the Taoiseach for another 10 years. And we were wrong. At least on half of it anyway, to be fair. What's the mood like in America? Well, the New York Times' most emailed article on their website right now is an opinion piece which kind of sums up the feeling there. The headline is, there was a loser last night. It was America. Trump's ugly speech told us exactly where we're going and it's going nowhere good. Incidentally, we're on the newspapers, and the British papers are reminding us that today lockdown begins in England. So if you are tuning in from anywhere across the water there, welcome. Just like March, you're late in coming to the anti-party. So let us know how you're feeling. 51551 is the text. The email is ryan@rte.ie. Somebody says, Oliver, Joe Robinette Biden? Really? Is that a small festive bird or an American car brand, says Claire? No, that's the oar in Biden. We've been here, Claire. You'll have to get some revision there in the past couple of days. I imagine you're perfecting your Biden. You'll hopefully need it for the next few years, says JW in the text. Yeah, it always takes a while to settle in. I'm just kind of going with the sort of slurring way he talks. I'm going to be the president. My name is Biden Harris, it says right here. What year is this? Come on, Dewey, you could beat Truman. That's kind of what I'm doing. I'm going down the kind of old-timey. It takes a while. I don't think I could even do Trump properly until the time he was being sworn in. And then we were all swearing in every morning, weren't we? What else is happening out there? Yes, I mentioned the lockdown in England. And who would have thought talking about the coronavirus would now be the sweet relief from the American election. It's also Guy Fawkes Night over there. They call it Bonfire Night, don't they, in English? Bonfire Night, which, of course, commemorating a lad who tried to blow up democracy with a plot and some gunpowder. And all these centuries later, we get to see a fella trying to blow up democracy with a phone and some tweets from the White House toilet, we presume. It's like Elvis with executive power. And just to kind of capture, if you're kind of going, we had Val from Cavan, who was a Trump fan, and some people go, oh, well, this is the lamestream media again. Let's have a listen to Rudy Giuliani's, who's Trump's lawyer, and he was having a good old live rant on the TV networks while you're all sleeping, and I think it's worth listening to him.
So we are going to continue the lawsuit here. We're going to bring a second one, and then we're going to bring a federal lawsuit, and we're going to take a very good look at whether we bring this nationally. We certainly are going to bring it here and in Wisconsin. Quite possibly, we'll do a national lawsuit and really expose the corruption of the Democrat Party. But this is beyond anything I've ever seen before. This comes when you think you have so much power and you own the media that you can do anything you want. Well, sorry. We're going to fight for the people. We're going to vindicate their right. And the ultimate result is President Trump has won Pennsylvania. I've never heard of a count where you're ahead by 400,000 with 80%+ counted, and they haven't called it for you yet.
And they haven't called it for you yet. That's Rudy Giuliani. And there was a great moment on Fox News, which, of course, very pro-Trump, when Rudy was doing his thing, and he was interrupted because Fox had just declared Biden the winner in Michigan, which was upsetting them all, because basically the game, the Trump camp game is basically, they wanted them to stop counting in Michigan and in Pennsylvania, but to carry on counting in Arizona. So mail-in ballots, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Mail-in ballots where Biden was doing well, bad. Mail-in ballots where Trump is now doing well, very good, and carry on counting them all, sure. What else? Now, so let's get the view of three-year-olds, because that's kind of like up there with what's going on with Biden, and that we have with the Trump campaign. And Laura Webb tweeted, my friend's three-year-old daughter asked her mom, when will she stop watching the map show? So that's what three-year-olds are thinking, watching the, everyone just clicking, refreshing pages and watching TV bulletins with those kind of red and blue coloured maps in all the time. Also because Eric Trump tweeted, we have won Pennsylvania. Nicola Coughlin, who we know from Derry Girls, tweeted back at him, Derry Girls won the BAFTA. Because, of course, Derry Girls were, they didn't win the, they could have been robbed for the BAFTA. You know, you never know. Also, Justin Cosgrove also replying to Nicola and says, Eric is also calling the 2020 All-Ireland Football Championship for Mayo. We won last weekend by lots and lots of scores. So we are the champions. Go us. I'm sure Chris O'Dowd will be ringing Mikhail Park to offer his congratulations shortly. So people having a lot of crack with the Mayo connection, because Alan Foley, sports journalist from Donegal, he tweeted, Joe Biden has relatives in Mayo. He'll find a way to lose this yet. Mayo get the hard owl doing, but at least you've been talked about, Mayo. So what does it all come down to? Nevada. home of Vegas. And when I've been looking at the list of battleground states or the key states, you know, they're all put in neat graphics on the news sites. Nevada was never on that list. And they stopped counting yesterday around lunchtime and left the result there just lingering and hanging by a thread. There's only 7,200 votes in it. Biden is slightly ahead. And if he wins that state, he will clinch the White House and reach that 270 electoral college vote. So what has taken them so long to count? People are having lots of fun with this, with the slow progress of the count in Nevada. On Twitter, one person said, literally, the two things Nevada is known for is counting things and staying up all night. Someone else said, this song best sums up how the Nevada count is going.
One, you're like a dream come true.
Could you just get it? Yeah, please, just move it along there a small bit. Nevada. It's just desperate. Anyway, we're going to find out around 5 o'clock this evening is when the result will come in from Nevada. But we might hear results from elsewhere before then. So 5 o'clock our time this evening is when that Nevada result might come in. So what is going on outside the election? There's some good news in the Irish Examiner about Douglas Shopping Centre. You might remember there was a fire there last year. They had a flood in 2012 and now they're closed because of the pandemic. But they were just about to reopen right now. And there's a picture there of Michael O'Connor of O'Connor's Pharmacy, and the doors of his pharmacy were in the centre, were opened up in 1976 by his father, and he's stocking up the shelves and preparing to reopen next Thursday. So that's a positive thing for them. It was, of course, the place, Douglas Shopping Centre, for lots of Cucconians to go over the years and all the excitement that they used to have as kids. Customers of the 120-plus-year-old business can now look forward to a new shopping experience in Douglas next week. This is Catherine Shanahan writing in The Examiner. Cafe Puccini's manager Joe Plunkett is preparing for a takeaway service in the short term. The restrictions mean he can't see customers inside now. So other shops are stocking up in the hopes that we will get out of lockdown and open those shops on the 1st of December. And if you are going into the shops, you'll be looking at the whole clothes section, won't you? And Prince Charles of the UK has called for an end to the trend of throwaway clothing. Sky News tells us that he has called on shoppers and the makers of clothes to help stop the extraordinary waste and trend of throwaway clothing. He did an interview with the fashion Bible Vogue magazine. He said he still wears shoes bought in 1971. When I was a child, we used to take our shoes down to the cobbler in Scotland and would watch with fascination as he ripped the soles off and put new soles on. So he wears the old tweedy things. He likes to, you know, keep the clothes going all the time. Really good. And this, of course, brings up the whole discussion around fast fashion and its impact on the environment. And the amount of clothes manufactured now every year is twice the amount that we were manufacturing 20 years ago. That brings me neatly to a story about Penneys, because Penneys, of course, is one of the purveyors of fast fashion. And for some people, actually, the hardest thing about lockdown was the fact that Penneys is closed and they've no online option. They're saying it's not viable for them. Well, chain store Penneys, according to the Irish Mirror, could be open 24 hours a day when the lockdown ends. It was revealed Chief Executive George Weston said more trading hours would help the retailer grab back lost profits after being forced to shut their doors for 6 weeks in Ireland. And they're being shut for a month in England from today, where they trade as Primark. So that's kind of a thing to be watching out for. Penneys is just gets people very excited. The count in Nevada, is that still going? How are they getting on in Nevada? Are you speeding up any bit at all? Oh, you're on four. Okay. Lads. We just leave them to it there in Nevada. 5 o'clock this evening, hopefully. You never know. These are the people who stay up. That's why they stay up all night, and that's what's going on. 51551 is the text, and ryan@rte.ie is the email. It's still exciting. It's probably exciting in the way, if you're a Democrat, it's probably, you know, leaning in that level of excitement. So maybe our nerves can come out of the bedroom with a tub of Ben and Jerry's and share it around the rest of the family in their social bubble. But there's one thing for sure. It is pure and utter entertainment. That's entertainment and the jam there, of course. The texts are 51551. I'm in seventh heaven today, says this texter, after a day of utter despair yesterday. After 4 miserable years, salvation at last, and expect a full-blown visit from Joe to celebrate his much-vaunted Irish roots too. Well, you know, I know you're feeling optimistic, but don't count the chickens yet, because he has to win Nevada at least. Of course, it is more difficult for Trump because he has to win every single state that's left outstanding, which is Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, North Carolina and Georgia. But it's not over, and it could come right down to the wire. Some people having a bit of crack with the Trumps prematurely declaring their victory. Paul in Roscommon says, I won the lotto last night. They just put up the wrong numbers. I call fraud. I demand a recount. Dave in Refarnham says, pure and utter entertainment. Or did you mean pure and nutter entertainment? Well, you said it. My daughter was late for school because of the US election. We stayed up late watching it. I think a lot of people are either late today or their brain is late catching up with the whatever's coming out of their mouth is late coming up, catching up with their mouths. God, I'm starting to turn into Biden. I tell you, I'm really excited. Here's the deal. And Anne is looking for a chance of hearing Enda, asking for a tin of Lilt, please, just once. Love that one. Well, maybe I will. I tell you, Anne, if Joe Biden, my friend Joe Biden from County Mayo, wins this election, I will drink a tin of Lilt for every man, woman and child who voted for him. 72 million tins of Lilt. I'll be feckin' buckled, I will. It is gone 20 past nine. We better take a break.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
And welcome back. The text is 51551. We were referencing Prince Charles, who says he was against fast fashion and saying you should just reuse. And he has shoes for a very long time. And this texter says, I wonder if Prince Charles's 1971 shoes are like Trigger's sweeping brush from Only Fools and Horses. 7 new brush heads and 4 new handles, but still the same brush. Yeah, I know what you're up to there. People are texting in about what their kids are saying about the US election. Our small grandson in the US asks his dad, is Donkel Junk still the president this morning? More is in touch. Of course, there are Trump supporters in Ireland. Trump was elected by Democratic vote in 2016. The losers did not accept this from day one. That's why he is doing well today, says Maura. Well, of course, the Democrats, they didn't have lawsuits to try and stop the count, and they certainly didn't surround count centres chanting stop the count. So, but Maura, if you do find out that might have happened, do get in touch. 51551 is the text. And Oliver, I don't think you need the US election. A great distraction from COVID. Take your time, Nevada. We need this type of suspense. Put the champagne on ice, says Fran in Dublin. And Fran could well be supporting any side in that election, because anyone could win it. But it is narrowly favouring Joe Biden at the moment. The text is 51551 and they're still coming in. The USA election is the biggest show in town, a huge distraction from everything else. The drama, the highs and the lows, puts everything else in the shade. Love him or hate him, Trump is the star. Biden just doesn't have what it takes to be so interesting, says Finton. And I think a lot of people would say, we don't want interesting. We don't want it to be pulsating. We just want 4 years of it boring and calm everybody down. I think that's what they're kind of looking for at the moment. Sean in Tallaght says, I want Biden to win so he can walk up to the White House lawn, ring the doorbell, and when Trump answers, he can point and roar, you're fired. So that's how they're feeling there. We're talking about reusing your clothes and not going for the fast fashion and throwing things out too quickly. Prince Charles's favourite wax jacket is known as his patchwork quilt. So much mending, he says. Al or A-L? There's a lot of mending in this patchwork quilt. It was the only thing I could fix, really, was the jacket. Regarding the time capsule, this was the time capsule found up in Guido, the Russian one that was expected to take 50 years to come out of the Arctic ice, but only took 2. Do people not realise that droves of tourists travelling thousands of miles to the poles is exactly what's causing global warming and the melting of polar ice? This kind of tourism is damaging the planet. Keeping it local will support local economies and protect the environment, says Natalie. Yes, well, we want to support local at the moment, and staycationing is good. Although I think they're quite restricted on how many boats they send up there, and I don't think it's the sole cause of climate change, which of course is a big hoax, by the way. That's right, a China hoax. Ahir, you can't be slagging off Nevada for slow count. We're Ireland. home of the leisurely single transferable vote counts and recounts. It's not a decent election until it's taken at least a week, says Oisin from Edinburgh. Well, that is the case. We were actually laughing this morning. Imagine a postal vote in Ireland, you know, the count centre doesn't open till 9 o'clock in the morning until the night after. And then you have to stop for a couple of tea. And then imagine you had to wait for the little post office to go, oh, yeah, there's another one there. I might send that down to the count centre. What's going on over there? It is slow, slow time. But Nevada, they have the Americans on the edge of their seats, and everyone, particularly on the eastern seaboard, are going, what is going on with Nevada? And it's probably because, as Niall Horan once sang, because of their slow hands.
Slow hands.
That's what it's called. That's Westmeath's finest, Niall Horan. He's like Joe Dolan from Millennials, really, isn't he? Oliver, trying to kickstart my working day, but I can't. Having such a laugh listening to our take on the US election results /fiasco/circus. A hashtag Trump meltdown, says Tina Marie O'Neill. We'll get to work, Tina, for goodness sake. Going to tune into the virtual book launch this evening. Thanks for that interview. A meeting with Ruth Medjbear. I took a lovely photo from inside my window. Lights and great shade of blue. Thrilling regarding Ruth Medjbear and her new book, What a Delightful Young Woman. Is that what that caller says? That's Twilight Together and is out today. And the last word, which beautifully merges two of our stories, Prince Charles's shoes are a time capsule from 1971. Claire Byrne is next. Good morning.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.